You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. We all know the story by now. More than 10 years ago, Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast. Levees broke, the government didn't respond fast enough, and the storm left nearly 2,000 dead. The New York theater group Universes spent time in New Orleans, following the disaster, talking with families, and transforming the essence of those stories into a performance called Ameriville. Now Universes has come to Western Michigan University and collaborated with theater students on a version of Ameriville that premieres tonight. WMUK's Robbie Feinberg has the story.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yes.
Won't you ring a hammer?
Hammer ring.
Won't you ring a hammer?
Hammer ring.
Won't you ring a hammer?
Hammer ring.
Won't you ring a hammer?
Okay, my name is William Ruiz, a.k.a. Ninja from Universes.
Steven Sapp, Universes. It started, we were working on a piece about the history of fear in America. And that's kind of where the slant was going. And then Katrina happened. And then once Katrina happened, we wrote a piece, the opening 10 minutes of Ameriville, to respond to that. Did was, we started in New Orleans, but it unearthed a whole lot more isms and schisms that came up because of the flood and in New Orleans and in the country worldwide. So we just went that route.
If I should die, soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but you.
We visited New Orleans a few times. A lot of our friends are out in New Orleans.
And there was one girl in particular who said, I'm not leaving. If I leave, who's going to bring New Orleans back? And it was such a strong statement that at 16, she knew that her mission and her job was to stay there, which I found very striking. And then on the flip side, we met a kid who was on his roof for 4 days, basically staring at the sky, eating what little they had, and washing with alcohol, I think he was washing with, for 4 days. So those stories stuck to me in particular.
And then we took the essence of those stories and talked about it in a way that affects people as Americans.
Don't you realize that after all this time, and it's been a long time, recovery efforts haven't recovered. Basic services don't serve us.
It shouldn't be 10 years later that we are starting to overcome that. You know, this is the type of thing where, you know, we should have risen to the challenge immediately. I am a little bit afraid that if something like that happens again, we won't be ready.
My name's Chris Mensa. I'm a senior theater major, acting focus at Western Michigan University. There's this documentary by Spike Lee, When the Levees Broke, and we spent a rehearsal and we watched it. It was a complete game changer for me, just kind of seeing with your own two eyes exactly what's going on. Wow, it's mind-blowing. It's really hard to wrap your mind around the fact that this actually happened. This was actually an event that took place right here in America in our backyard, and the response time of our government was so long and lagging. It was mind blowing to me.
Right there was a house, a big old house. Right there was a house, a loving house. Right there was a house, a screaming house.
I come out of Metro Detroit area, and I sort of feel like, of course I can connect with that. This, I grew up, you know, feeling like there's a lack of help from the government. You know, there's like you're on your own. You know what I mean? And so I think just the story in general I can relate to.
Obviously it starts in New Orleans and then the piece moves out. And then the way it's written, it's general enough where it can be almost anywhere USA, so to speak. I mean, there's a character who's a homeless man. You can put a picture behind him of Chicago, of New York, of LA, of Kalamazoo, and that monologue will still resonate the same way. This country also tends to isolate things in terms of like, oh, well, that just happened over there. So it doesn't really affect me. So because of the way the show is written, I think it will make people have to sit up because it's not just New Orleans.
Ameriville premieres tonight at 7:30 at Western Michigan University's Shaw Theater. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.